It's Monday, November 18th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from Rugby Week 169. Matt Scott is joined by Chris Gamble and Stephen Bronner talking about Josh AI adding integration with Dish. Stephen Bronner starts off talking about what this means for the team at Josh AI moving forward.
Josh AI is a very expensive process on the back end. So, if you could talk directly to your Dish network remote, and that had a Josh AI processor in it, then that's one thing. But here's the way I look at this. Josh AI is a luxury product. It is priced that way. It is advertised that way. That is its intention. So if you're working on a project that needs or requires Josh AI, integrating a Dish network box should definitely not be hard. I'm not quite sure why this is. I'm looking for the positive in this story. And the reason why is I really like the guys at Josh AI. I think they do a phenomenal job. I think it's a great product, but I'm not sure why being able to natively control the second largest satellite company in the world, their equipment is a big deal, since everything, even our cheapest, most garbage control systems can do that. That being said, I commend Josh AI for reaching out to industry partners, reaching out to the people that are big in our industry. And I want Josh AI to integrate with everything. I would love to have a box that was Josh AI that you logged into with a web interface on a smartphone, and you didn't have to have a control system to go with it. You could just say, hey, kind of like Crestron Ping, where you just tell it what equipment you have. It's got a pre-built GUI. It's got everything pre-built. You know, RTI has it with Apex, Control4, based their whole business model on it. It's basically do-it-for-me programming. I would love to see that with Josh AI. I think that may be the direction they're going. However, for right now, just for right now, I don't think that being able to integrate with Dish Network is a huge selling point for that particular product, because a client buying that product doesn't care what satellite dish you put in. You put in DirecTV, Comcast, as long as it works, they don't care. They don't get mixed up in those kind of details.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.